We're continuing with the beautiful story of the surrender of King Prataparudra, Jayavati, to Gauranga, and he's clutching onto Gauranga's feet, seeing Gauranga as God, seeing Gauranga as Jagannath, seeing Gauranga as his savior, seeing Gauranga as his guru, as everything. And then he's been glorifying the Lord by identifying his position, his identity as tattva, then begging, save me, trahimam, trahimam, trahimam. So now we want to find out how does the Lord reply, how does Lord Gauranga respond to the submission and petition of Prataparudra? Does Gauranga accede to his request for mercy, or does he slough him off? Does he deny him? Shuni Prabhu Prataparudra Kaku. Shuni Prabhu Prataparudra Kakuvad. Kakuvad. Tushtahe Prabhu Tane Karila Prasad. On hearing Maharaj Prataparudra's humble prayers, Gauranga became pleased and bestowed his mercy on him. So that's the riddle. He's bestowing his mercy. Prabhu Bali Krishna Bhakti Hoka Tomar. Krishna Karya Bina Tumi Nakari Beyar. The Lord said, Krishna Bhakti Hoka Tumara, may you attain the devotional service of Krishna. May you not engage in anything other than the service of Krishna. Krishna Karya Bina Tumi. Mahaprabhu blessed King Prataparudra, saying that service to Krishna is the main purpose of all activities, and all activities should be performed with the aim of serving Krishna. So he told him to engage in the service, Krishna Karya, the actions, the activities, the movements and expressions of serving and pleasing Krishna through the body and senses and all the endeavor of the body. And then he gives another statement here. Nirantara kara giya Krishna sankirtan tamara rakshita Vishnu chakra sudarshan. Go and constantly engage in congregational glorification of Krishna, and you will be protected by Vishnu's sudarshan chakra. So this is the promise of the Lord, that if any bhakta or any surrendered soul is engaged in Krishna sankirtan, then Krishna is my Raki. Raki Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Raki Ke. He will protect one. Sometimes one's engaged in Krishna sankirtan and he dies. Gives up his body. But Krishna protects him even then by preserving his consciousness, collecting the consciousness of that departing jiva from that body, and arranging for that jiva to fix his consciousness and heart on Krishna. So Krishna never fails. That's why it says that Krishna never fails to reciprocate with the love of the devotees. So therefore he's achyuta. Achyuta. Achyuta means infallible. He doesn't fail in this regard. He doesn't fail to reciprocate with the devotees. So he's saying this is the way. He's saying you want to have raksha, you want to be rakshita. Rakshita. There's no more powerful rakshita than the Sudarshan disc of Vishnu or Krishna. At one point he said, do Krishna sankirtan. And then he said, but when it comes to saving, Krishna won't do it. Interesting point. Nirantara kara giya. Giya means gaya. Gaya, gun. Always chant Krishna's sankirtan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Sankirtan. Now, if any time or any place or any circumstance you need to be protected, then Krishna won't do it. Krishna won't come and protect you. Krishna won't come and annihilate the demons. Krishna won't come and preserve your memory, but Vishnu will do everything. Vishnu Sudarshan Chakra. Vishnu Sudarshan Chakra will annihilate the demons. The internal demons and external demons. The internal demons, they're also enemies of Krishna Bhakti. We must be protected from them. We must be, our worst enemies are closest at hand. This is my phrase. Our worst enemies are closest at hand. That applies to the external world and to the internal world. Externally, the butler poisons the master. The driver kills the master. Often these things go on. The wife poisons the husband. The husband poisons the wife. So they're seemingly very close, but they're the worst enemies. My wife, my husband, my servant, my brother, my fellow queen poisoned my only child. Chitraketu. Harshashok. Harshashok. Envious queen said, oh, that queen had a baby, not me. Kill that baby. Pretty. Queen is pretty close to the king, no? How close? No separation. That close. Ekatma duideya, as they say. But this is Vishnu's business, his protection. He protects the devotees. So therefore, whenever a devotee is in distress, externally Krishna will appear as his chakra. And then internally, he will appear as a chakra of light, pure light, illumination, because the internal enemies are means that we're avaran, chitta avaran. Chitta avaran means avaranantika. Avaranantika. That internally, antika, our consciousness becomes covered by the deluding potency of maya. Maya has a covering potency called avarana antika. Avarana means covered, to conceal. So the purity, the pure light of consciousness, the pure light of the soul becomes covered by darkness. And the darkness manifests internally as the internal enemies. What are the internal enemies? Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsarya, Mada. These are dark, say, creatures of the dark, night rovers. They're dark creatures, the dark side of the human being, the ugly side, the ulterior motives, the bad karmas, the doshan, sins. The Christians say the soul is willing and the flesh is weak. So these internal enemies, which are creating darkness, and they cover our consciousness and remove Krishna from our sight and remove Krishna from our memory, they become destroyed by the internal action of Vishnu. Vishnu acts internally when we perform Krishna Sankirtan, and Vishnu says, oh, all these internal enemies are attacking you? Let me bring my Sudarshan Chakra there. So Sudarshan Chakra acts inside the mind to cut down the enemies of the devotees, to cut down the enemies, the mental enemies, the internal enemies of lust and anger, desire, and greed and envy, and madness and illusion. Brings light where there is darkness. Krishna Sriya Samamaya Hai Andhakara. Krishna is like the bright sun, so that bright sun is the illumination of the mind of the devotee is effected by the manifestation of Vishnu's chakra in the heart, in the chitta, and in the mind. And then he becomes realized. He becomes brilliant. Now, when the devotee is leaving his body, we mentioned that, then again, he's performing Krishna Sankirtan, And then again, Vishnu protects him. Now, the Sudarshan Chakra creates fire in the brain. Because when the brain fire is called Diagni. Diagni means the fire in the brain, the heat in the brain. When the there's Akagni, Diagni, and Jataragni. The digestive fire in the stomach, the fire in the eye, Akagni, and the Diagni, the fire in the buddhi, intelligence. When the intelligence fire goes down, the pitta, then senility comes, forgetfulness comes, and illusion. The tendency for illusion is greater because the intelligence is not functioning. The mind is a reservoir of sanskaras. The intelligence is a higher controlling force, the power of discrimination. Free will functions through the intelligence. So when the intelligence is linked with God and with Shastra, then it gets Brahman Tejas. The intelligence becomes illuminated and surcharged with Brahman Tejas, which is a fire, Tej. So this Krishna Sankirtan, the time of death, often people, they become forgetful, they become fearful. Darkness settles in their brain, they can't remember, they become disoriented. The death fire, there's something called death fire. Body becomes very hot before it dies. And fever, death fever they call it. Then it becomes stone cold dead. That fire disorients the jiva. He loses connection with his intelligence. And now he just becomes totally immersed in his mind. And what happens when he's leaving his body, his mind fills with all of his desires. The most prominent and intense desires of his life flash before him. It's told in Garuda Puran that what happens is all the scenes of one's life flash by his mind. The mind is like a movie screen. And he sees, oh, my first girlfriend when I was 14 or whatever, this girlfriend, that girlfriend, that guy got in a fight, and this, all major significant events which are in our chitta, if they're still there, for the ordinary soul, I'm telling now. So then he latches on to one of the most prominent visual, most prominent mental image, and then he takes that form in next life. Usually he latches on to his wife and becomes a woman. So he can't discriminate, he can't pull away, because there's no fire. The death fire is much greater than Diagni. And he's old. And so now Vishnu's not acting there. But for the devotee, then Vishnu, the super soul, protects him. Because he says, Tomara Rakshitat Vishnu Chakra Sudarshan. So the Vishnu Chakra, Krishna's telling, how does the Vishnu Chakra act? The Vishnu Chakra acts to protect the devotee who's leaving his body by manifesting with the light. Diagni. Diagni means memory. Sarvasya chaham riti sani vishto matak smatira gyanam aponam cha veda ishta savera hame eva vedyo. Vedanta grit veda eva cham. So now, the super soul, because the super soul is in our heart, Paramatma. As our Ishtadeva, one that we meditate on is Radha Govinda. That is in our heart, like Hanuman, Sitaram. But maintaining the body, that's Shri Lakshmi Vishnu. Protecting the body, that's Shri Lakshmi Vishnu. Krishna, even Krishna, when Krishna protects the coward boys or the gopis from Rishtasura, then who comes out and kills the demons? The Vishnu avatar within him. So he comes out with a chakra and does all the needful and kills all demons. And Krishna sits there and plays. He's Leela Purushottam. Never for one second does Krishna ever stop engaging in Leela. He never engages in Srishti Leela. Srishti Leela is all about creation and maintenance, which means protection and destruction. So Vishnu creates this world and he destroys this world and he maintains this world, which means he protects this world. People pray, the demigods pray, oh Vishnu, you are a protector. Please protect us from the demons. Please protect us from the demons. Please save us. So this is the role, but he's always in Leela. So Putana comes as a mother, oh take my breast, and is covered with poison. Well, Krishna says, okay, let's go. You want to fly in the sky? You're Kechari. Kechari. Chari means movement. Chara chara. And K means sky. So she likes to move in the sky because witches fly in the sky. So she took him up on her breast and flew off in the sky. And then he's going for a ride. And then she fell down she fell down 12 miles away on Kamsa's private mango orchard. Which is a nice arrangement. And it happened to be mango season. So Krishna, Putana fell there, and when she took this grotesque form from a demigoddess looking like Ramburu or Tilottama or Urvasi, she looked so beautiful. Now she became 12 miles long, fiendish, ugly, vicious witch. And Krishna went for a ride, and then when he realized, oh, this is like, this lady's a witch, she's trying to kill. Then Vishnu said, oh, okay, then I'll just take back your life heirs. I gave you life heirs, now I'll take them. And Vishnu sucked out her life heirs, and she died. Took the poison, threw it out. So Vishnu is doing this work. So now at the time of death, Vishnu in the heart, he throws his chakra. He throws his chakra and it lands in the intelligence of the devotee. Because it says, Tomara Rakshita Vishnu Chakra Sudarshan. And when it lands in the intelligence of the devotee, he does not become disoriented by the death fire. He does not become bewildered. That chakra illuminates his intelligence with pure diagni, the pure fire of buddhi. Then he fixes his mind on Krishna. Krishna, Vishnu, or his Ishtadeva Vishnu or Krishna manifests in his heart and his intelligence. And then he leaves his body. Even if he's quiet, even he may not be chanting, he may be quiet. As Vishnu always protects his devotees. And this is a very nice verse. He's telling him, just do Nam Sankirtan, you'll be protected. So you do Krishna Sankirtan, you get protection. He doesn't say you do Nrisimha Sankirtan. 1970 or 71 or so, that devotees were being threatened for bombing and blowing up the temple and so many disturbances. And Prabhupada, I think, was very ill and sick, maybe 67 or 70. It was sometime after the movement started, a year or two or so. Devotee says, is there anything we can do, Prabhupada, you're totally protected by Krishna, but we're your disciples, a handful of us. We want to do something to improve the situation, improve your health, or protect you. Is there anything we can do? And then he said, well, if you insist, then you can, there's a prayer in Chaitanya Charitamrita, spoken by Lord Chaitanya. And, That prayer is there, and so then Prabhupada told it to them, Namaste Narasingha Prahlada Ladadayami. So that prayer was introduced for the protection of the devotees, and they chanted it. But it was specifically, the devotees didn't ask for themselves, nor did they ask for please give us some special prayer to protect us. They said, we want to do something for you, Srila Prabhupada, to try to protect you. So then that was introduced, and then it remained like that. So the general understanding is we chant the prayer once in a day, and then the rest of the time, Nirantara Krishna Sankirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I don't see Mahaprabhu telling anyone to Nirantara Nrisimha Sankirtan or Nrisimha mantras. So Nirantara means no end. So where would he even have time to chant? So this is a nice point, that if we're engaged in Krishna Sankirtan, then Krishna's name, he's the Purnatam Bhagavan. He's the complete form of Bhagavan. So all the other avatars are within Krishna. If Nrisimha is needed to come, Nrisimha will come. If you need to cross the ocean, then Matsya will tear you across the ocean. If you fall down a filthy place, then Varaha will pick you up. If you need to go on a large distance very fast, then Vamanadeva will pick you up. He can go across the universe in one step. So if you need to travel a long distance very fast, then Krishna will come as Vamanadeva. Because all the avatars, Sarva Avatari, are within Krishna. Krishna is tu Bhagavan Swayam. What is that? Indari Vyakulamale Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. This is in the Bhagavatam, 1.3.28. Describing Ete Chamsa Kalapum Sam Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. After describing all different avatars and incarnations, then Shukadev summarized it by saying that they're all within Krishna, they all originate with Krishna. He's the Swayam, original form, Swayam Bhagavan. Nice instruction, nice tattva here. Tumi sarva bhumara ramanandarai tinira nimitta moni aila netai. Listen, Maharaj, I came here because of you, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai. Saveke bhakya matra paliba amar, morena koriba tumi katao prachar. Just do one favor for me, do not disclose my identity to anyone. Do not tell anyone about your present realization about me. Because if you do, I will leave this place and go away. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in Nara Lila, like Krishna and Radha. And he did not want to import Bhagavatva into his Lila. It's not Bhagavat Lila. This is Nara Lila. So in this Lila, and Gauranga's Lila, he's acting as Bhagavan sometimes. He's acting as Bhakta. Most of the time he wants to be a Naralila and present himself as a Bhakta, as a sannyasi, as a devotee. Maddened in Krishna Prem, searching for Krishna in Radha Bhav. He's telling Prataparudra, okay, you recited a series of prayers here. You had a dream about Jagannath, and you, in that dream was revealed that I am Jagannath and Jagannath is me and we're non-different. And you woke up startled, and you came here and took my darshan and Jagannath Vallabha Bagicha, and now you held onto my feet and started glorifying me, and one by one, in a series, a padavali of prayers, 9 prayers, you prayed for my protection and mercy, because you were asking me, Trahi, 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 deliver me, save me, save me. Saving someone, trahi mam, trahi mam, trahi mam means protection. You know, help you, please protect me, please save me. They're synonymous terms. And while you were saying that, you were also saying, you are Murari Lampat, you are a Shuddha Sattva, you are a pure sannyasi, you are God. You are the source of Lakshmi, you are Dinabandhu, you're Swatantra, Bhagavan, you're Ishvara, you're the beloved, you're Ramakanta, the lover of and wife of Lakshmi Devi. In other words, you're Vishnu, you're God, you're Ishvara. So now he knows, the cat's out of the bag. He knows the identity. It's very clear now. He was confused before, he had a doubt. Well, he's a great sannyasi, but he's God. But now he's clear. So Lord Chaitanya says, Chup! You know it? Keep it under your hat, as they say. Don't tell anyone. And if you do, I'm gone. And that's worse. Lord Chaitanya leaves Puri, then Prataparudra leaves his body. Because Lord Chaitanya is everything, especially now with this whole prema-filled exchange, Leela. Do me one favor. So when he was saying, protect me, save me, save me, Lord Chaitanya said, okay, fine. Nirantara Krishna Sankirtan, and then Raksha Vishnu Chakra Sudarshan. You're asking about protection, saving? Vishnu will do it. Don't worry. Don't bother me with that activity. I won't do it. I'm Lord Gauranga. I'm busy in Krishna Sankirtan, so you get busy also. I'm simply doing Krishna Sankirtan. So you do the same. As above, so below. Like father, like son. I'm doing, you do. I'm depending on my Rakhi is Vishnu. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. The Rama Raghava, this is Vishnu. This is not my Krishna. You know this prayer. You heard this prayer? Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And then he says, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Oh, Ram, protect me. Ram is Vishnu, Vaikuntha form. Ayodhya. He's not Goloka Vrindavan. He's not Krishna. He's engaged in Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna Sankirtan. Oh, yeah, by the way, as far as protection goes, oh, Ram, Vishnu, you do that. Because Ram has a chakra. There's a bow and arrow and chakra. Sometimes he has four arms and he shows them fighting. But Krishna, he has a vamshi, the Murali Venu. There's no chakra. And he says, Krishna Keshava, Krishna, okay, protection, okay, Vishnu Ram do that. Then he says, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Pahi means please maintain. So maintain, that's, he's saying, maintaining Keshava. Oh, Keshava, one who's expert at dressing my hair. Kesh means hair. Oh, Krishna Keshava. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. I mean, he's Krishna. Maintain, what does it mean? Maintain. So maintain means a life, if I have love, I can live. If I don't have love, I better die. So what is maintaining Gauranga? What's maintaining Gauranga is the love of Krishna. Krishna Pahimam, Keshava Pahimam. Because Krishna is in Radhabhav. My Gauranga is in Radhabhav. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Oh, please maintain me. Maintain me means give me your darshan, give me your love, give me your association. Protection, that's Ram's business. Same point. Because maintenance, Radharani and Krishna, and Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Radharani and Gauranga, they're all Nitya Parishads. What's the question of protection? But what's necessary is the exchange of love, the maintenance of love. So he says, Ebe yadi amare prachara karatumi, tabe eta chari satya chali bhanami. Listen, I want to, listen, King, Pachapruta, listen very tightly. If you do disclose my identity to anyone, I will certainly leave this place and go elsewhere. Ete bali appana galara maladia. Viraya dilenatane santoshahaya. After speaking these words, Gauranga gave the king his own garland and sent him away in satisfaction. Santosh. Chalila prataparudra agya karishire puna puna dandavata kariya prabhure. After offering repeated obeisances to Gauranga, Maharaj Prataparudra left with the Lord's order on his head. So there's one satisfied customer, Prataparudra. He got the Lord's darshan, touched the Lord's feet, got his garland, glorified him, blessed him. Prabhu deke nripati hoila purnakam niravari karena chaitanya paradhyan Prataparudra prabhu sahita darshan iha jay sunetare mile premadhan. King's desire was fulfilled by seeing the Lord. Very easy way to say it, but it says Nripati. Nripati means the Lord of the Nara, Narapati. Narapati means Nripati. Nri means human beings, and Pati means Lord, Master. So Prabhu Deki, when he saw Mahaprabhu, then Purnakam, it says Purnakam, it doesn't just say the king's desire was fulfilled. That would be ekam, desire. So Purnakam means all his desires were fulfilled. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharidi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. In this verse, in second canto of Bhagavatam, it's being told that if one contacts Krishna, tivrena bhakti yogena tivra, means contacting Krishna, and tivrena means like a laser beam. He very intensely and tightly and directly, laser beam doesn't go right, left, it goes from its source to its destination, laser. Doesn't waver, doesn't go up, down, right, left, and slow down. It's a continuous solid beam at the same speed and the same velocity, intensity of light, laser. So this tivrena, bhakti yogena is of that quality of tivra, tivara tivarena. It is concentrated. It is from the heart of the jiva directly hits the heart of the Lord. So this happens at sakshat darshan. So when there's sakshat darshan with the Lord, then there's akama, sarva kama va. Everything is, there's no more, you don't have any more desires. You don't have desires for liberation, you don't have any desires for not having desires, and you don't have any desires for enjoying. Akama, sarva kama va. Sarva kama means you have so much. Here it says purnakam. So purnakam, full desires, purnakam. Sarvakam means full. But now, akam means no desires. So this is a type of, this Brahmasayuja Mukti of the Mayavadi, they desire to have no desire. So they're akamavadis. You follow? So the bogies, akama sarvakamava, moksha. So whether one wants moksha, or whether one wants, has desire to have no desire, he wants moksha to Vaikuntha, or whether he wants to go to Brahman and have no desire, kill his desire, annihilate his individuality, which means desire, or at least cover it and pretend it's annihilated, or he has all kinds of desires to enjoy bhog, if he somehow engages in tivrena bhakti, then everything will be adjusted. He'll attain the supreme. He will attain the Supreme Person. Gauranga has given his darshan to King Prataparudra. And now, by that direct darshan, that interaction, that exchange of love and acceptance, Prataparudra has experienced the Tivrena Bhakti effect, Tivrena Bhakti Yogina. His devotion in his heart has become intense, has become focused, and has hit its goal, hit the target. His heart landed in the heart of Gauranga, and Gauranga reciprocated with him. And now he has purnakam. All his desires are fulfilled by seeing the Lord. So this is the result of his pure devotion. After that, he meditated on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Paradhyan. Prataparudra Prabhu Sahita Darshan Iha Jai Shunaye Tare Mile Premadan. One who hears the narration of Maharaj Prataparudra's meeting with Gauranga attains the treasure of ecstatic love. That's nice. Prataparudra Mahaprabhu Darshan Sahita Darshan Shunaye Mile Premadan. So just by hearing about someone's love, you get love. In the material world, they have a concept called vicarious enjoyment. Vicarious. And movies are all about that. Movies are all about vicarious enjoyment. It means indirect. You're watching the hero on the screen in a love scene, and he's enjoying some, you know, whatever, Maya Devi. And then you enter, if you're deeply in the movie or deeply identifying with the scene or one of the characters, then you're also enjoying vicariously.
Projection.
Oh, she's kissing me.
Projection.
Yeah, projection and equalization also. Merging your identity in the other one is a kind of an equalization. Not only projection, but equalization of your mixing your heart with them. So then, she's kissing me. What is that? And even sometimes they get excited. That's what pornography is all about. Vicarious enjoyment, get excited. Seeing the pleasure activities, so-called pleasure activities of others. Sports is the same way. Oh, get that. Oh, we got that. Oh, we got it. You ever see how people get so much, they're in the grandstands watching a cricket match and they're exerting more energy and burning up more calories. Exerting more energy and burning up more calories than the cricket players on the field. They just wait there for the ball to come and then they run and dive in the air and catch it and makes a nice photo for the newspaper and whatnot. But you're like, oh, I gotta get that ball! And you're running up, And they're like this. So that's vicarious enjoyment. You're right into it. How did he get out? You know, you shouldn't have gotten out. You know, and you just get crying and laughing and jumping out of your seat. So now we are the vicarious observers of this Leela. We're having Leela Drishti of Pratapruja Mahaprabhu. What's happening? This is Prem Leela Drishti. We're observing the Prem. He got elevated to Prem and exhibited ecstatic symptoms, Pratapruja. He came Murchita. This is Ashta Sattvic Vikars. This is the final point of Pralaya or Murchita, fainting, swooning, going unconscious. That's all happened when he received the Shubha Drishti Pat. Shubha Drishti Pat, that auspicious, love-laden glance of Gauranga. Is there anything else in his glance? There's nothing else there. Karuna is love. Prema is love. He's a Prema Karuna avatar. So wherever he glances, he's glancing with love and with compassion. At Jagaya Mata, at everyone. The Tattvavadis, the Buddhist Acharya, the Bodhacharya gets bonked. The Bodhacharya gets bonked. Bodhacharya means the guru of the Buddhists. That's one of our stories we told from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Bodhacharya gets bonked. He got hit on the head by his own tray of poison food. Garuda came and picked it up from Lord Chaitanya's grasp and took it, flew it away and dropped it on the Bodhacharya. Knocked him dead. Knocked him out. And only the holy name brought him back. So we only, simply, this is the benediction of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki.
Jaya.
He's saying, did you hear it? Did you hear it? Were you sleeping? Were you awake? Were you cooking dinner and listening to the internet at the same time? Were you running around the house and trying to catch a word of internet here and there? Or did you actually hear with attention and hear with absorption? Because we told the story. And if you do, or if you did, then you'll get prema dan, the wealth of love. So now, tomorrow we'll hear about another wonderful pastime of Lord Gauranga and his Nilachala Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.